Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the races in 2022 are starting to shape up. And in modern politics, what happens is that each party adopts a general theme for their election, for their candidates. You know, in England, in Britain, you know, you have the Labour Party and the Tories and the Liberal Party. They all have platforms that are rigidly adhered to. And the people that they put up are basically secondary. What matters is, are you voting for the party and the platform? So it doesn't matter so much whether you like a candidate or don't like a candidate. There isn't a lot of independence. The parties over there are everything. Here, they're much weaker because the donors have supplanted the party. But over there, for instance, I mean, if Labour and the Liberals and the Tories all have an election and one of them does slightly better than the other, it's all based on their program, their platform. Well, here, parties are weaker. Donors have taken over. There are a lot of individual personalities in the Congress and the Senate. And a lot of times they can do better than their party does nationally and so forth. However, it is still very true that each party publishes and talks about in private some general themes and a general argument for electing that party at all levels. It's not quite as rigid as in Britain, but the fact is you associate each party with a message. And that message is crafted in the party itself. So with the Democrats, it might well be, we have prosperity back with Biden, Pelosi and Schumer. We have COVID somewhat under control. No more of the crazy stuff about hydroxychloroquine and don't mask, don't distance, don't get vaccinated. Science has reigned supreme. People now are getting jobs and have money in their pockets. And things are better. That, I mean, generally, that is the theme, because every election is a referendum on the incumbent. Every election is, do we want the incumbent? Are we satisfied with where we are? And if we're not, we'll replace him. And that's always been the case. Well, there's a very peculiar Republican theme, emerging, and look for this to be the overarching message of the Republicans. In my opinion, it's wrong, it's corrupt, but also very, very foolish. And that is this. The Republican theme that is surfacing throughout the Republican Party, with virtually all candidates, is that the last election was fraudulent, that our election system is a fraud, and that we have got to correct that by changing the laws governing elections, which sadly and paradoxically will enshrine fraud because it will put Republican operatives in counting the votes, according to Stalin's dictum. I think that it's not only wrong, it's not only corrupt, it's false. There was not fraud in the last election. We don't want to go to be Asian, African, or South American elections, violence after the election, fraud, and so forth. But we are in danger of doing that if the Republicans come to power. And that is their message. I think it's a very foolish message. I do not think that the average person in this country wants that kind of dissing of what's worked in this country off and on. You know, the Civil War was a problem over slavery. But other than that, and that slavery is more than a problem, it was immoral, it was inhuman. But the slavery question resulted in the breakdown of democracy. You couldn't have an election. Abraham Lincoln won it, and South Carolina fired on Fort Sumter, and the South seceded. That's the ultimate dissing of an election. That was resolved in the Civil War. We're a united country. But now you have a party, the Republican Party, whose theme, whose overarching theme, and obviously they'll talk about economics and this, that, and the other thing. Their overarching theme, the one thing that they want the voter to think about in the back of his or her mind when they walk into the voting booth is, our elections are fraudulent. Vote Republican so we can eliminate the fraud by controlling elections. That is so stupid. It's so corrupt. It's so false. That's got to be resisted in every precinct in this country. If you want real fraudulent elections, go to Russia. Go to North Korea. Go to many countries in Asia, many jihadist cultures, African cultures, South American cultures. You don't want that. You really don't want that. There's always violence after a presidential election. The strong man says he won by 80%. The so-called reform people shoot people. They get shot back. If the reform people ever get in power, they then manipulate elections to keep themselves in power. That's not democracy. What most people don't realize is many countries in this world have mimicked our Constitution. They've copied our Constitution. They have a First Amendment, freedom of speech. They have a Fourth Amendment, freedom from search and seizure without a warrant. But it is never, ever followed. And that's what the Republican Party wants, to reduce our Constitution to simply some words on paper. Words on paper. And they're doing it with the unified message that our elections are fraudulent. It's a false message. Resist it. We're going to the lines. Michael of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Michael of Madison?
Well, I'm glad you're bringing this up, because I don't think as a topic it can be brought up enough, insofar as right now, whether or not a person is deemed worthy of a card-carrying membership of the Republican Party seems to revolve around that specific question, as you've identified, who is the duly elected president of the United States. And I guess what's so disheartening for me, in my professional work, I work with municipalities all over the state of Wisconsin, and I'm constantly impressed by what a high quality of municipal civil staff we have in municipalities and counties all across the state and of all sizes, dealing with very different issues with respect to their own communities. And to a community, these are serviced by high quality professionals, neighbors, people who are local, who provide a high level of service to their communities. And to somehow suggest, you know, that there's this vague fraud, that all the county clerks are in on it, all the city and village clerks are in on it, all those volunteers, those 70-year-old volunteers that spend 16 hours at the polls on a given day, everyone is in on it. It, to me, it's the same absurdity as like saying the register of deeds is corrupt. There's whole systemic corruption in the register of deeds office that we need to root out. It's an absurdity label that are layered on an absurdity. And it especially reveals that these are folks who have had zero experience engaging or interfacing with their local communities and their local government, and actually have no idea how on the street level American government works, which is overwhelmingly not corrupt, which is overwhelmingly supported with integrity and people of integrity. And so for the Republicans to come out and just tarnish their neighbors like this and just say, oh, you are all in on this fraud. Well, who is in on this fraud? Who is in on it? Name names. If you know what's going on, you're obliged to name names. But otherwise, just see the lie for what this is and allow American democracy to be the shining hill on it, the light on the hill that it has always been. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, Michael, that is powerful testimony, articulate testimony. And for everybody out there, this testimony from somebody who has experience, in other words, who in his job apparently interfaces with the municipalities around the state. And it certainly mirrors everything in my experience, say in politics, when I was chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and spent time in all 72 counties and talking to people who were elected Register of Deeds. They used to elect, believe it or not, the coroners in Waukesha County. When I first started in politics in the late 70s, there was a Democrat who was elected the coroner. And he didn't have a medical degree, but everybody loved the guy. And then, of course, if somebody died, they'd get a doctor in and do the right thing. But the point is, you had characters, you had wonderful people. But, you know, my mother worked the polls. She worked the polls up in the Kewaskum and Random Lake area for years. She loved it. She loved it. She loved it. She was the assistant postmaster in Adel. You know where Adel is? It's right near Random Lake. You know where Random Lake is? Well, look it up. It's in Sheboygan County. Now, these people are scrupulously honest, and many of them make no money. And if they do make money, it's a very modest salary. And on election day, it's very, very convivial, and they are scrupulous. So for the Republican Party to make these sort of vague, undifferentiated claims of fraud, they, as Michael said, they are tainting their neighbors, and it's a false taint. It's a false taint. They don't name names, and their levels of the degradation, their levels of the lie, in its crudest form, you have people like this Mike Lindell of MyPillow, and you have Giuliani and the rest of them, and QAnon will say, you know, there's just fraud. The more sophisticated ones, like Steve Scalise of Louisiana, the number two Republican in the House, says, well, there's fraud in the sense that election laws were changed by Supreme Courts because of the pandemic. He's referring to Pennsylvania. And in Pennsylvania, what happened? Because of the pandemic, people couldn't get their absentee ballots in time. And so the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania said, as long as they're postmarked before the election, received 3 days after, they get counted. And the Republicans said that's fraud. But it's the Supreme Court that they voted for. And the U.S. Supreme Court backed up the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. So what Scalise and these more sophisticated people in the Republican Party is calling fraud, they're calling a decision of the U.S. Supreme Court that they appointed fraud. See, this is all baloney. But what it does is you're getting a lot of poll workers and a lot of election officials, some of them elected, some volunteers, who aren't going to do it anymore because they're afraid of felony prosecutions. And that is the tragedy, that we are degenerating into crooked elections manifested by Republican oversight, by cyber ninjas, if we permit this to continue. They're honest now. Keep them honest. Keep them honest. And there's some Republicans who are honest on it. Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, recognize that in both parties. We're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Line is still open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.